of the famous Don and Wynn show, Wynn and Don show, on another Saturday night. And I'm glad you guys are still listening. I'm glad somebody's there listening. And
Saturday night.
And there's my co-host, Don.
It's good to be with you.
He's promised to be good tonight.
Extra good.
Extra good.
Extra good.
And on that note,
the kind of good you get with a little extra. Extra good. You still driving?
I'm driving, yeah.
Oh, yeah? You're driving and speaking at the same time?
Yeah, let me no, I'm not driving.
Besides being incredible, isn't that dangerous?
Somebody else is driving.
What's that?
I'm in the back seat. Someone else is driving.
Ah.
We are in the city of Montrose. Let me just tell everybody that we may hit some dead zone from this drive, and that means that I'll suddenly drop out. Now you're going to have Don Newsome uninterrupted. You're going to have to entertain them if that happens. Well, your friend
become Mr. Entertainer.
Huh?
I'll have to become Mr. Entertainer without you.
That's right.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Good to be back. Christmas is right around the corner, folks. Wow. I got to tell you, it's my favorite time of year. Only because it involves Christ and giving. I love that. What a season. What do you think, Wynn? Are you a Christmas junkie?
I was thinking, I wonder if... You know, a really good question to ask people. This is a really good topic, which sometimes I do bring up in certain conversations. And the question is, and now you gotta be really honest here. You gotta really be honest. If you were alive at the time of Jesus, would you have recognized him?
Would I?
Yeah, or anybody. If anybody's listening can share that. You know, there's people who obviously are many Christians, but
hey,
you know,
I hear that Tony Blair just became a Catholic.
Yeah,
wow,
really? Is that true?
Yeah, fact. He and the Pope, Ratburger, got together and decided that the political and religious fiasco needed to be combined, and now we got two jumping monkeys before us, but powerful and unscrupulous.
Is this a joke?
No, fact.
How could he become?
Well, at least the facts are he became a Catholic.
How could he become a? How could he
now that's facts according to the media, at least internet media. Now, considering what you get whatever you get these days. I mean, is it worth it? Who knows? Most of it's crap, anyways. But it seemed to have a picture of Ratburger and Blair.
Ratburger?
Together, yeah.
Who's Ratburger?
He's the Pope.
Sounds like a Jewish name.
Yeah, probably.
Burger.
Well, it's rats. Starts with rats. And then I think it goes burger.
Mm-hmm.
Ratsburger. Isn't that his name? If it isn't, it should be.
he's a German fellow, right?
He is.
Mm-hmm. So...
Or Italian.
Why do you think
might
people,
even be English.
Why do you think people listen to the Don and Wynn show?
I think he's Bavarian, isn't he, actually, to be honest?
Huh?
What were you saying?
Why do people listen to us?
Good question. I have a good one for you.
Anyone want to call? We need your help.
You need their help. You need all the help you can get.
You speak for yourself, yesterday.
Yeah, so we have a new Catholic in the world. Thank you. And...
Well, I thought there was the Church of England, right?
But what's that?
England is a country...
On an island.
No, but it's got an official church, the Anglican Church, right?
Well, you got to remember that most of the dogma would have come out of Britain and still lays waste to even what we consider free America today.
Mm-hmm.
It's got multiple tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, really by design through the globalists who like it there. Another good one. Do you know that Mitt Romney and his private equity firm is making a deal to buy Clear Channel Radio? I believe the largest independent network. And his private equity firm is going to buy it. Now, isn't that interesting? And look at what they're doing to a beautiful man, Ron Paul. Hello? And then Ron Paul, the next president of the United States. Look at what they're doing to him. And you think, and it gets juicier. I mean, this stuff's hitting you hard and fast.
What are they doing to Ron Paul?
Well, he was on the Glenn Beck show the other day. And they were scrolling by underneath his interview, even though, you know, hey, folks, you don't believe me? Try this. Go to the interview and read the comments posted by the first 10 people that were planted, because it's always going to have the same theme. Ooh, great interview. Gee, yeah, didn't really think that was really meant to be that way. Coincidental. Then the next one, probably an error, you know, or it had this meaning, but really good interview. And then the next one, wow, powerful interview. The themes were the same, but by different names.
Wait, you're losing me. He did an interview and these were the...
Hold on, let me unplug this phone, please.
East 210.
There we go. Much better. Okay. Silence is golden.
Now, those people that just heard me, I said, East 210, that's where we are. We're driving on the freeway. And we are Pasadena. Yeah.
So underneath Ron Paul's interview, they were scrolling, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, several times. And, it was supposedly lyrics, right? But the coincidence, they were all saying this was a coincidence and blah, blah. Well, let me tell you, folks, there are no coincidences in the media.
Where was the interview?
The Glenn Beck Show.
And what is the Glenn Beck Show?
You know, if you don't know about it, you're better off. But needless to say, you have to find out about it to check out this story.
Is that a network show? Is that a...
TV.
TV show?
Yeah, TV with a clown.
Media? I mean,
basically correct.
Syndicated network.
It's cable. TV. It's cable network news.
I'm going under a tunnel, so if I lose you, call me back.
All right.
Okay, we're under the tunnel. We made it. Okay.
You made it. Must have been a small tunnel.
We're going under another tunnel.
So. You're in a tunnel, my friend.
Yeah, well, just a second. Don't make fun of me because I seem docile, but. Okay,
you know, but I'll tell you, here's the stretch. There are no coincidences, and they made a personal attack threat to our loving next president, Ron Paul. And I'm frankly appalled and shocked, and then the fact that they would do a nice interview, a polite interview, was really to tell you the power of what they were trying to say. They wanted to collude it in the media and make sure that they spun it as to coincidence, because really it was a personal thing. And I think they were directing it towards Ron Paul. And interestingly enough, I read earlier in the week that reports were coming out from inside that they don't know what to do about him and are starting to put the idea on the table that maybe he's better off gone. This is what's in store, these sick, whacked out bunch of fools, and I'm sorry I'm judgmental, and I shouldn't be, because I love them, I love them, but right now they're acting a little crazy,
somebody was on George Norrie that said that, you know, did you hear that?
What did they say? What's that?
They said that, you know, that there was a plan to get rid of
You got to remember, they're weighing it. Just, they don't give a damn about the life. What they do is weigh it. Is there going to be more problems created by having him gone as to having him stay? Okay? Now, what would you think their next move is? Folks, you guys got pretty intelligent minds. See what I mean? And then this, and then the first 10 posts or so, you got to read it. I mean, this is really what they think of you, and they're willing to make open threats to this man, and they're willing to do it in front of you in public. That's how worried they are. So if you want to know who to get behind and who's behind you, you're
watching this show, and they are running a scroll that says he's dead.
Well, it's again, they ran the words as they were. Go check it out. Paul is dead. Now, again, according to that report, this is hearsay as far as I'm concerned, because I wasn't standing in front of a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't watch the Glenn Beck show, and
where
I never plan on it.
Where'd you get the news from?
The internet.
Rents? I mean, like where?
Oh, I forget. So many places I get it from, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I've been donating to his camp. Mm-hmm. Bucks, I'm not made of it. I'm not. And I've never donated to a political candidate in all my life. I tell you what, I have given to state troopers and police and firemen and, you know, local charities. I've always done that. Only because I was, you know, I love service. I can't help it. People who are in service to others, I love them. But it's become such a criminal outfit now, most branches, even on the local level, that it's hard for me to donate, so I haven't donated anything forever. I certainly haven't donated to any political want-to-be, but I have now donated to Ron Paul 3 times and with the company, and I will do so, and my friends and family, and, you know, hey, we do have a caller. All right, caller?
Yeah, hi.
Well, how you doing? Mom! I love you. Happy holidays,
you
Mother.
Yeah, happy holidays to you.
Now, hi, Wendy.
I listen. Hi, Wen. I hear you are on the tunnel.
He's in a fog now, I think.
I'm in the clear, Wendy. Well, I'm not exactly. We're in a traffic jam.
Oh. Well, I hope not. Anyway, I was listening to it was on CNN.
Right.
And I was listening to that.
Oh, so you saw that. Well, remarkable things.
It.
You actually watched the Glenn Beck show.
Well,
I keep telling you, Mom, turn off the TV, get rid of those new networks. Don't even give them a Nielsen rating point. Because they're not worth it.
Listen.
We need you to be
listening.
You've
got to know what the other side is saying.
You know, I've been watching them for how many years? Decades? I know what they're saying. And, yeah, if they say anything that's truthful, it'll get to me. And normally, it doesn't because it's just so much garbage.
Well, I like to listen to all opinions if I can. You know.
I hear you.
And the interview itself was actually not bad at all.
That's what I hear. I hear it was quite good.
In matter of fact, what's his name?
Ben
actually was saying he would vote for him in a serious manner.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you were to design a way to make an absolute personal threat to a man, this would be I would have to tell you, my mind would have thought of it right now. I would have said, all right, we set up an interview, and we make it real nice and polite, and we run this down there, and then we get this thing up, and we make a few posts, we make a little garbage out of it, all nonsense anyways, but that's definitely what we're trying to do here, is make a message and get that message out there to the man it needs to get to. And I feel that was underhanded, sneaky, unscrupulous, but also very, very factual as to their current way of doing things. I mean, it's their modus operandi. It makes sense.
Well, there were some sarcastic remarks in it, but in general, I think it left a good impression for Paul.
You know, sometimes you got to sacrifice the pawns in order to get your rook or bishops moved up, right? Maybe they made a little sacrifice in order to make a point.
Oh,
that's how they do things. You got to remember, this coincidences like that, if they try to tell you it's a coincidence, there are no coincidences like that in media, because I know a little bit about media. And another thing, that particular at that time on that show with that man with that specific wording scrolling underneath him as he's talking about very specific points at the time, that's even too far of a stretch for my imagination. That's why I feel the way I do. I mean, hey, I got an open mind. My imagination soars, folks, but that one's just too far a stretch for even me. So I feel appalled at what they're doing, and they're just twisting and spinning it like they always do.
Well, you know what?
There is publicity, and bad publicity is sometimes just as good.
Exactly. That's what we're here for, to turn it all into goodness.
Well, you know what you're there for.
That's right.
What do you think from the back of their mind when they do something like that?
Huh?
What do you think they're trying to accomplish by doing that?
Well, I mean, the media definitely is not for him. And we all know why. Because the big shots own all these media conglomerates.
Realize that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I've been realizing that for longer than you are on this earth.
What's the strategy? I truly believe you too. What's the strategy in putting that scroll up when he's giving an interview? Can you see the strategy?
Well, I mean, let's face it, everybody has a strategy to their advantage. And you can't blame anybody for doing so, if they are really and truly feel that way. But some of them have to feel that way because they are forced to.
Now, clarify that.
Or they
that.
Would lose their jobs.
So a lot of people are frightened of him getting in as our next president, and they're willing to do that.
Of course.
You know, the big money's going to lose the most in the end, I think. And these globalists and the money behind this, really, to me, is what they're trying to protect. They're trying to protect, exactly like you say, their income.
that's all it is about with the people which work for this network. There is very few which really are. And then they don't have a job for very long. So, we just got to face it, and we've got to be with it. But, as I say, any publicity is good, even if it's not good.
Yeah. I that may be true.
Because people can make up their own mind.
Yeah, people are more discerning these days.
Their own mind.
Yeah, I agree.
And they can read through what's not written. They are very intelligent. They wouldn't raise all that money for Dr. Powell if people were stupid.
That's true.
Right?
See, that's true.
Because he doesn't take any corporate donations. He takes it only from small people. And to get that many millions of dollars out of small people, which are fighting every day for their daily existence, is unbelievable.
You're talking about Ron Paul now?
Yeah. Yes,
it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have much. I sent him $25 on the 16th, and I just sat with noodles this week. But I think every dollar helps.
That's the thing. If you're going to take, your life responsibly, then I think you also have to take action where your heart is. And
exactly.
Even if you can't, taking that action and supporting this man, I think, is what the very, very least we can
do. Well, there's lots of people out there, and he is going to fight it to the end, I'm sure. Now, if he wins, that's another matter. But
he'll win. The question is, will they try to obfuscate the results of the elections again?
This is the question.
Sure.
Another thing, you were right. It was on the TV news that Blair became a Catholic. It's not just on the internet.
Maybe that's the only way you could get an interview with the Pope. I don't know.
Well, it's Ratzinger. Just so funny. He's representing apparently the Eastern countries, right? So he had to become a Catholic. I don't know what the game is there, but something is playing again.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I don't want to take all your hour up. Maybe somebody else would like to phone in.
Listen, you are our honorary Coco host.
Coco.
I don't want to be a Coco host. I just want to be your mother. And I always have my opinions.
I love you, mother. Hey, you're the best in all of our lives.
Do you want to be my mother, too?
Of course I am. No, I thought there was no question about that.
There you go, Wynn. You have a mother.
All right. Well, listen, I have one word to say, Hilde, about that, okay?
Oh, well, I love you all. I love everybody.
Wait a second.
I like to be as much mother to anybody as I can be.
You know, Mother, I cry sometimes when I think of you because you have such heart.
I think we should have our listeners send us emails and say, I want Hilde to be my honorary mother. Okay?
I hope I am not taking anything away from your real mother. I hope she understands.
My real mother?
Yeah.
My real mother is past.
Oh, well,
and she is very glad for me to have an honorary mother.
That's nice.
I feel pretty out in the world and saying, what am I doing here? So it's nice to have a mother looking over your cosmic shoulder.
So what do you think? You know, Mom, I have a question for you, though. Because I know we don't talk about this that much, and... you know, we haven't got on this topic for quite some time, but there's been some pictures now on Rents.com that is copyrighted by Rents, and Wagner, I believe his name is, or I forget, John... Well, anyways, he took some photographs, and they were of objects that you're finding out in space, you know, like the space station, and he's taken photographs of these metallic-looking... ships and the skeletal frames, basically the skeletal framing of these ships, and they're all over the place, and the government has been sending these helicopters, same ones that went over my house, Mother, the same type, all the ones you saw in that picture and you see over at James Gilliland from SETI.org, flown by here. It's been weird. I don't know what to make of it. They can come and go as they wish, I guess. What they're doing, who knows? But I'll tell you, those pictures paint a very strange question in my mind as to why would the government want to be covering up these ships that they seem to know a lot about and nobody else does. Isn't that weird?
Well, it sounds weird, and you know my opinion about this. I believe in a creator because I see it in nature, even so nobody has seen him or knows about him.
Right.
I believe in a creator. I don't believe in anything else. I don't really see myself. That doesn't mean that they are not there.
Right.
I mean, you don't see air and it's there, right?
That's right.
You don't see electricity and it's there.
There you go.
The energy. These are all things you don't see, and you know they are there. So I have really and truly no opinion as far as I'm not saying it's not there. But unless I see it...
You're not going to plug it in.
I don't fill my mind with it, you know.
Right. It just doesn't matter.
No.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, I guess it depends on a lot where you're coming from and your curiosity levels and the age you were brought up in and what, you know, all determining factors as to how curious you are about this subject. But it is, I got to tell you, it's definitely a world changer.
Well, it certainly would be if it's really fact, you know.
Well, it is fact. That's not the issue. You just don't, you haven't had those facts put in front
of
you yet.
Well, to me it's not fact because, as I told you, that's my opinion.
Right. I understand.
Okay. By the way, last week I missed your show because my computer was on the blink, so I don't know how you were doing, and I couldn't get into my archives because I forgot my password.
Hildy, I am glad you missed the show last week.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I was worried about that.
Why?
Because Don got chewed out by a dolphin, and I thought that you would be sending me emails.
He got what?
He got chewed out by a dolphin.
No.
Yeah, Buck Joy.
Yeah, he got, and I said, oh my God, if Hildy hears this, I'm going to be in trouble.
Well, what did the dolphin chew him out about?
We don't want to say it again. It was bad enough last week, okay?
Oh, I see.
It was all good.
I see. Well, I don't know. He probably had it coming, no?
Probably.
Who, Don?
Yeah?
I don't know. I think Buck Joy was a little drunk.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure.
Too much water.
It's watered down.
Well, Don is very forgiving, I know.
Absolutely.
Whatever it was, I'm sure it's not going to worry him too much.
No, you know, see, that's the beautiful thing of having a twin brother. You learn to fight so much, it slid off you so fast that one minute you were total enemies, and the next minute you were total love. And that, to me, has its advantages. Because as you grow up and cultivate that experience, it grows into something that can be quite expansive, and it doesn't have to include anything less than a forgiving nature. So it allows one to forgive in an instant.
Well, if you two hadn't forgiven or learned to forgive each other, you would have killed each other.
Yeah.
Who's that, Doug? Yeah. John and Lee or Doug and Don?
Yeah, Doug and I. No, we had our moment.
Yeah, oh, they were going, and if they were mad at me, like I'm talking of when they were 2 and 3 years old, and I would punish one, the other one would come at me and throw things at me, you know, or bite me in my legs. Or they would fight, and I'd try to get in between,
and then
I'd
both turn on her,
and then they ganged up on me. Every time.
Now, isn't it true that you really like Doug better?
We spoke a different language up in... Wasn't
yeah.
that strange?
Yeah.
You said we
they
spoke a language up until we were quite... How old?
About 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old. And I can't remember a word of it.
It was their own language. I mean, when they talked to each other, they had a different language.
And I guess, from what I understand, we were the only ones who understood it.
That's right.
And that, you know, I mean, I don't know.
That's right.
I can remember many times back in my younger years. I can't remember speaking a different language.
That's right. You two were the only ones who understood it.
Huh.
Dad and I, we couldn't figure out what the heck you were talking about.
It's weird.
You
forget before you come here, and then when you come here, you forget a lot of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Mother.
I love you, too, sweetheart. I love you. And
Don.
Have a wonderful Christmas, and all your listeners, I wish them a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year.
Oh, thank you.
And things are going to be better, no matter what.
They are
people
better.
People are waking up.
They are better. Yep.
And you keep up the good works, you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hilda, for coming in.
And all your hosts, they're doing a beautiful job.
Aren't they ever? They're the best part of it all.
Yeah. I wish them all a happy New Year.
Hasn't Don done a great job putting all this together?
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of help.
It takes a world to make a world move.
That's right.
Who helped him? His brother?
You need a lot of help to do
We that. All help each other, Wynn, in ways of all forms.
Well, Have a great, great time.
Mom, I love you.
I'll
talk to you soon. I'll try to help you out with that archive issue. And give the best to everyone you see.
Don't have her listen to last week's show.
Don't listen to last week's show.
Yeah, because she'll send me an email, and she'll be mad at Buck Troy.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Mother.
I love you, Hildy.
Give a hug and a kiss to your wife, Dawn, and to the kids.
I'll do that with
a
pleasure.
A big kiss and a big hug to everyone.
Can we give a hug?
It'll be a pleasure.
Hug. Hildy, can we give a hug and a kiss to our audience?
Yes, everyone. You know, I wish I could all hug them.
I'm telling you guys, if anyone wants an honorary mother, send us an email about why you need an honorary mother. I'm serious. And we will forward
your email
to Hildy.
Oh, yeah. Well, take care, you guys. I'm going to let you go now.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bless you all.
Bye, Hildy.
Bless you.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was my mother, Hildy Gard Newsom. And folks, if you don't know her, she's everything. She really is. Words can't describe my mother, so I'm not even going to try. But you love her the minute you meet her, and she'll never leave your soul. Hey, is Wynn there?
Wynn. Hey, Don?
Yes.
I'm still here.
Excellent, excellent. Thought you were trying to duck out.
I have...
Duck under. Duck over.
I have bad news and I have good news.
All right, go ahead.
The bad news is my battery might go dead.
All right, give me the bad news.
That's the bad... Oh, that's the bad... You don't have to do the show. Well, the good news is I could probably borrow somebody else's cell phone.
Oh, excellent.
And then I'll call you back.
All right.
Or you can call me.
Okay.
So we can continue.
Sure.
So this is all the news that fits in an hour.
Yeah. I'll be doing the TNT hour here come Monday. You know.
Are you going to do that?
Well, every other week. You know, we're gonna try to do a news hour every day around 1 o'clock. Only because I feel that people need another perspective. They can get millions of them on the internet, and, you know, we'd like to provide multiple perspectives as to what they get in the mainstream, so we wanted to do our own news hour. Really to, and, yep, is it biased? You bet. It's gonna be a biased news hour. We'll tell you that up front. It's gonna, it just is gonna be biased towards love, feeling, commentary, heart. And it's going to be the TNT Hour, the Trusted News Trader News Hour. And it'll be based around blogs, witty blogs, political blogs, spiritual blogs, just about anything that the commentator at the time doing that program, we'll try to have a different one for each day, would like to discuss on the air. And then he'll take call-ins and...
And guess what?
What's that?
Somebody just handed me a plug-in to my... charger.
Oh.
So I am...
You're juiced up, baby.
You can't dump me this show. You're stuck with me the full hour.
Juiced up, ready to go. Yeah, so it'll be Monday, yeah, this 1 p.m. This coming Monday, which is the 24th, of course. And then again on Wednesdays, and then Fridays, 1.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to get on the 605 South?
What's that?
Much traffic here?
Believe me.
We are just navigating here. We're just on the 210 freeway, for those of you that know California. And it's kind of a bunch of traffic. It's Saturday night before Christmas. And everybody's out. I guess they're doing... This is the biggest shopping day of the year, isn't it? It's Saturday Christmas. Don?
What's that?
This is Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah.
Next,
well, yeah, Christmas is only a week and a half away.
Listen, that, Don, wait a second. Are you sure it's a week and a half?
Yeah, pretty sure.
No, wait a second, Matt. This is...
Wait, we missed it.
Isn't Christmas next Wednesday?
I don't think so.
What is Christmas? It's this Tuesday, Don.
Yeah.
It's not a week and a half before Christmas.
No.
It's 3 days before Christmas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you noticed
see what a little deductive reasoning will do?
Yeah. Have you noticed the time is moving faster?
No, I don't believe time's moving faster. I think you are. I think our vibrations are. I think we're getting faster, and time really is. There is no such thing as time, first of all. So, what could it be doing but collapsing? Now, if you think it's getting, if you somehow perceive that it's getting faster or it's slowing down, whatever your perception, that's great. But to me, it's collapsing, and only because we're speeding up. Higher vibration, all you know. You know.
I see.
Yeah, it's all about speed, man. The faster you get, the more connected you are. Eventually, you're, you know, flying around like Superman. Playing creator. You think any, you know, like Archangel or any great spirit god of one form or another ever takes the opportunity to jump into his S suit and go?
Jump into a what?
You know, his Superman suit and just go?
And fly around here?
Well, you know, I mean, he's invisible, but wouldn't it be cool? I mean, you got to admit, if they have a little sense of fun, that would be up there.
Did you know some members of the Ra group projected light bodies into this realm at one time?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Did I know that?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I did not know that.
I mean, that came through two different sources. It came through Carla Rucker, where they projected light bodies. Blonde, blue-eyed, and they weren't born here, but they projected and created some kind of typical representation.
So they create a body, then what do they do? Like jump inside of it, like the guy Neo in the Matrix, what happened?
I'm not sure it was a physical body. I think it was like a holographic body. I'm not sure. I mean, have you ever seen some of the holographic bodies that James has taken pictures of?
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was exactly like that or not, but it had to do when the pyramids were being made 10,000 years ago.
Right.
They were projecting bodies into this realm, and but apparently the whole episode didn't work out well. I mean, what they said was they came to help, but people took them to be gods and exalted them, and they couldn't get the right relationship.
Yeah, I can see how that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, folks, you know, the lines are open. The number is 877-876-5227. Of course, that's toll-free in the U.S. I don't know what the Canadian number is. I never can remember because I don't particularly want to learn it. But it's on the website, bbsradio.com. Just go to the index page, look to the right. You need a Canadian number. There it is. The direct line is 530-876-3222. Give us a call. We know you're out there.
Hey, Don, didn't you used to be a Republican?
You're out there, and we know you're out there somewhere.
Don, did you used to be a Republican?
You know, proud, too. I must say, I was bamboozled. Like I said, if I can wake up, the whole world's waking up. It's not a matter of if.
who did you vote for?
I mean, you wake up a guy like me. I mean, it happened a while ago, but, folks, if you wake up a guy like me, then I promise you there is opportunity for the lowest form of life. In other words, you don't have to be mentally aware to wake up. Because me, I was totally bamboozled. Totally. I actually thought like them, understand their way of thinking and what they did and why money moved their loins. I get it. You know, I was in that mind bend. And, you know, I woke up from it. And I think that that's possible with every single living soul here on this planet.
Were you a conservative Republican?
I was the guy who, if Shock and I were going on back then, I'd be going, yeah, all right, you know, less worries. Let's get rid of these people. You know, I can't believe they're screwing up a free country and free people. See, I believe the media. That's why I did what I did, folks. I was so brainwashed. That's how dangerous these sickos are.
What did you do?
Because I was so brainwashed. Well, I believed it. I believed it. And the wake up was pretty extreme. I guess it has to be, because they do a pretty complete job of keeping society really in the dark, especially here in America.
What made you change?
What made me change?
No.
The love of a good woman. A good drink. No, you know, again, that goes back to... Well, it's a long story, but I would have to say it was really because my life just felt wrong. Wrong. I mean, something about everything that my mind was about and what it all, I was, you know, it was good business and I loved it and it had nothing to do with that. It just somehow wasn't my path. I was going down a road that was so wrong for me that I couldn't help but feel very disenchanted. It was profound. It was so profound. I would meditate. In fact, that's why I did meditate, for no reason, because no guru told me, oh, you should meditate to become spiritual. I meditated because somehow things felt wrong. And
you meditated because you were a recovering Republican.
Basically, if you want to say that, it holds validity.
Yeah,
I'm a
and probably you have the.
I mean, I thought Reagan. Heck, wow! I was out. You know, again, I never donated except to Ron Paul, but Reagan. You know, I was out there and pitching signs and at the conferences and the youth conferences, and one of the members of the task, my mother was the first member of the task force. I mean, look, I gotta tell you, they had us all. I mean, he did a pretty good job, that actor. But he allowed a lot of insidious things to happen, which were gaining momentum. And under his reign, it really cemented itself into our country. Even though by design it was really going that way, it was really in that expression in the 80s was really where it got its major grip. And that's where these foreign banksters were able to tie it all together and really have a run for it. And
don't you think it was amazing that Ronald Reagan left China?
What's that? I know you said China. And I think you said something to do with magazine and woman? Is that what you said? When? Well, we lost our co-host. He'll be back. I'm sure he'll be back soon. I guess the charger that his friend gave him, just wasn't up to par. Wouldn't cut mustard. Didn't have the juice in it. So if anybody does want to give me a call, again, I'm here. The numbers are on the website, bbsradio.com. Just go to the index page. We're on Station 1, or I'm on Station 1 now, all alone, waiting for your call. Other things, you know, again, I get politically oriented. I guess I'm that way, because I believe that you can touch a great amount of people getting interested in who you're electing, who your leaders are, who are dictating the economy of your life. Now, that's really what they're dictating, the economy of your life when it comes to the monetization of it and all things that starts becoming a part of. But Oh, we have a caller. Maybe this is my co-host. I was on a roll, too. Here we go. Hello. Welcome to the Don Show.
I got a question for Don Newsom.
Sure. Fire away.
Get on his co-host is back.
Okay. Well, now I can add you back to the show name again. Well, now we have a caller. See, as soon as you get on, they want to talk. They don't want to talk to me. Here we go. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Heard your show.
Oh, you liking it?
Are you on the show?
Nobody's on the show right now but you.
Just me, huh? Yeah, I like it. I think your commentary's fairly straight right on. You know, has anybody mentioned the fact that Ron Paul has won more straw polls than any other candidate? The fact that he raised more money in one day than any candidate in history?
Oh, yeah.
The fact that every time you go to one of those debates and conventions that his supporters outnumber all the other supporters 1,000 to 1?
Sure, I know.
You know, that's what media has done. And
nobody really knows the truth of it, if they're getting the media news. Yeah.
We have a BBS fan in the house here, don't
wow.
we?
Wow.
We've converted. We
told him, I told him to head over to your place. I said, if you're a fan, head over to Doug's place.
I'm telling you, 24 years old, he's actually got a political bend now.
He's bent?
A Ron Paul
wow.
a fan.
We like him bent, folks.
Yeah.
Is that Tyler?
Know, did I just hear Wynn come back online?
Yeah, I'm back.
You're back.
He's back now.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
But Doug, you shouldn't have been listening because we were talking about you earlier.
We were.
Yeah, and your mother was talking about how you and Don would fight. And all the other stuff. This is Don's brother, Doug.
Huh.
For those of you that were here earlier with Don's mother.
We never fought. We just got loud. We weren't fighters. We just got loud.
Well,
yeah, you know that, Don.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you can put two, yeah. like if you can imagine two, I use this term because it's the best way to give you this analogy. An older Swiss lady talking with another older Swiss lady. And you get the kind of tone and dynamics that we were used to.
Yeah, two German people talking about Beerfest or something. We got loud. And people couldn't understand that. Everybody thought we were arguing that way. We were never arguing. We just are very dynamic personalities. Maybe not dynamic, loud might be a better word, but very loud personalities. And so when you have two of those in a room together, you know, one's got to be just a little bit louder than the other so the other can listen. You know?
Hey, Doug.
You know,
would you like to hear a Polish blonde guy joke?
Sure.
Okay. There were these three people who were working construction, you know, this 20th floor of a building, and they were having lunch, sitting there on a girder eating their lunch. And the Irish guy says, oh, if my wife makes me another corned beef sandwich, I'm going to jump off this building tomorrow. And the Mexican guy says, oh, no, another burrito. If my wife makes me another burrito, I'm going to jump off this building. And then the Polish blonde guy says, if my wife makes me another Polish sausage, I'm going to, if I have to eat another Polish sausage, I'm going to jump off this building. Right?
Who made that joke up?
I didn't get to the punchline yet. Wait a second. But thank you for laughing. I mean, that's very kind of you, but I didn't get to the punchline. So the next day, they're all opening their sandwiches, and the Irishman opens a sandwich. There's corned beef. And he says, okay, I'll see you guys later. Pushes off to his death. Then the Mexican opens his sandwich, and there's a burrito, and he pushes off, right? And then, of course, the Polish blonde guy got his Polish sausage, and he just jumps off. So there's this funeral, and all their wives are together, right? And so the two wives were saying, God, why didn't he tell me he didn't like the sandwich that much? And then they look at the Polish blonde guy's wife and says, so, how come you made him a Polish sausage? And she says, I'm not getting this exactly right. I'm going to have to go figure it out. I'll tell it again next week. How come you made him a Polish? How come you made him a Polish sausage? And she said, oh, he makes his own lunch.
You know, actually, that is funny.
That's a good one.
So that's our point.
They're getting better.
Yeah. You know, there are certain people. There are certain people that can remember jokes. Then there are those people who can't. Remember
like Wynn and us.
You know, I can't remember jokes. Do you remember jokes, Don?
I can't tell a joke to save my life.
I tell you, it's amazing. I don't know why that is, but I can't remember a good joke like this joke. It which should be remembered by everybody. I'm not going to remember in 5 minutes. I'll never be able to repeat it.
My
so first been wasted on me.
My first stab at being very Doug. You know, my first stab at being very successful was to try to put jokes out into the world and wait for someone to ask me my own joke back. In which case, I would have known that I succeeded.
So you've actually created jokes.
Yes, I have some really bad jokes. And
but did you travel cross country and stay overseas maybe for a while to see if it really caught on?
Yeah. Well, no one ever told me my joke.
Instead of just going to your neighbor five times, so finally insists he heard it.
You got to bear in mind, because they're looking for writers here in Hollywood.
Hey, Doug, you want to hear some of my jokes?
Do we have time?
No. We have, no, we got to close her down now.
Remind me next week. Don't come back next week.
By the way, we will listen next week. We will listen next week.
We could start the
Winfrey Joking Hour.
The last time I was at Doug's house, the air conditioner fell out the window.
Yeah, that was a little bit scary. That was a little bit scary. I do remember that. Bang! Lucky nobody was down there. You don't think one of those big AC... This was a 12,000 BTU. Man.
No, this is not a joke. It's really
no, I know.
Yeah, World War III sirens were going off.
I walked in the door, and
you know what's even funnier?
You know, I wish we
thought it was going to be, it would work. He really did. The guy I'm living with now. So he says, Doug, let's go down and get it. And I imagine this thing is heavy. I mean, heavy. It's been raining. It's a bad day out.
And we're going to have to close the program in 15 seconds, folks.
We're going to call in the light. You ready?
Doug, call it in with us.
Let's do it. Okay, now... I use the word God, but this is like the infinite creator. This is, don't worry if you don't like God. Just substitute whatever fits. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person listening to us, and that any negativity be lifted and taken to the higher realms of light. Right now, we see ourselves in that flow of energy radiating from the center of our universe, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And we create, those of you who have free willingly choose it, we create a group energy amongst all our listeners, tying us together, and we invite all those higher service to other energies in other dimensions to join with us. And we surround the earth with energy, and we have another 30 seconds right now. Please, if there's anyone that you'd like to send healing energy to, please take this energy and extend it towards them. For the highest good of all concerned, this is the Don and Wynn Show. This is Wynn 3. Please join us on our Monday night planetary healing hour, 6:30 on Station 2. No, 6 o'clock on Station 2, excuse me. And... good night, Hildy. Good night, Doug. Good night, Don.
We love you all.
We got through another week.
We did.
Well, thank you, Doug, for calling in. You know I love you. We'll talk soon again. We always do.
You bet.
And Wynn?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It was a lovely show. I'm going to drop you off the air now, and we're going to get ready for a fireside chat.
Okay.
Folks, stick around. This is a fabulous program. Zany does a program you never want to miss. I don't miss it. I don't think you should, too. His guests are outstanding, and he is one of the best interviewers we have, and he has a heart of gold. So you mix all that into a powerful package, and you have the Zany Mystic. So stick around. We'll be right back.
I love you.